This is a federal state, so you just
doesn't matter.
Some of the states have to. Okay, who am I missing?
Take a history lesson over here.
How are we doing down there?
We're doing great.
Hey, guys. Your son's there.
No, we don't.
He's on junior.
Or.
I like getting that email asking for my certificate of attendance at the. I like it where it's an easy answer, and I actually had it on my desk because I knew right where it was. It was all good.
Than anybody.
I can just see the wheels turning. Okay, keep those wheels turning.
Especially for dirt.
You'll figure it out quick enough.
What you're gonna say, I'm not doing one next year. We know.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. If I can do that.
This is the only thing.
The best job in the world.
Wow.
But for this, it would be the best job in the world.
I hate that part. Well, some of your customers. They're your customers and they cause problems.
Okay, here's been making your life.
Yes.
Can you get me out of that?
She ready?
Yep.
I'm all ready.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the May 2nd meeting of Oroville City Council. This evening will be led in prayer by Pastor Paula Marbury from Trinity United Methodist Church. If you would stand, please.
I wanted to say thank you to all of you. This will be my last time of being able to pray you all in, and what a wonderful thing it is that you allow the OMA and all of its diversity to be a part of this. It makes a world of difference to our congregations to know that we are able to be here and lead you in prayer. Let us go before God. Creator of all things existing, things seen and unseen, we thank you for the privilege of serving you and serving this community. We'd ask now that you would help us focus on the unity that is a part of this fair city, and we ask that you would bless those who continue to serve her and her purpose. We'd ask that everything would be to your benefit and your glory and for the betterment of this community. We give you thanks and praise in the one who creates us and redeems us and sustains us. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Shoup?
Here.
Wilson?
Here.
Vance?
Excused.
Hampshire?
Present.
Spears?
Here.
Corfman?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our April 18th meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
I move we approve them as submitted, sir.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Spears.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
We have no public comments scheduled this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
Thank you. Utilities, Mr. Corfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report tonight.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report either.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. We get four in a row. I have no report.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Shoup.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. 83% of us so far. No report, sir.
I'm glad you knew that percentage right away. Thank you. Ordinance of personnel. Mr. Larson.
We're batting 1,000, Mr. President. I have no report.
Oh, if only we played for the interest. Great. Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk is excused tonight, so we will move to our safety service director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Fair Street project will begin in the next couple weeks. They actually expect that project to last just under a week to complete. So weather permitting, that should be done here by the end of the month. Also, I just want to give one final congratulations and thank you to Chief Dino Carroza for his 28 years of service to the city of Oroville. His last day was on Friday. I'd also like to take the opportunity to welcome and introduce our new police chief, the former captain, Matt Birkbeck. Matt is born and raised from Oroville. He started with the police department in 1992, part-time, moved to full-time in 1995, was promoted to sergeant in 2000, and became captain in 2008. So Matt is very familiar with the city, and I think will do a fantastic job for us.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I assume he'll be singing the new police chief song for us.
I think he's still learning it. I think the next meeting is when that went back. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
He has a beautiful voice.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. We will move to our utilities director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. The utility board did not meet last week, and there really hasn't been anything of any relevance transpire since then, so I will go with no report tonight, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Our finance director, Ms. Stremlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll save my comments for my annual report.
Thank you. Our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report, although I join Director Wheeler in welcoming Chief Birkbeck and look forward to working with him.
We will move to my report. Chief Birkbeck, welcome. We're glad to see you here. The chief before you never had to take his gun out during a meeting, so hopefully that will not change during your term. We'll now move to old business, which there is none this evening, but we do have new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 1416. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Vance.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Korfman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shoup.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Resolution number 1416, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to advertise for bids and enter into a contract and or contracts for the resurfacing of Market Street in the city of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Okay, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Obviously, this resolution allows us to go out for bids on the asphalt overlay project on both West and East Market. It will obviously only be the asphalt sections that we'll be doing as part of this project. It has been budgeted for in our capital budget, and we do plan to use some MDL funds to cover a portion of this project as well.
Anyone have any questions? See none? Go ahead.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
I move resolution number 1416 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution number 1516. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Resolution number 1516, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to advertise for bids and enter into a contract and/or contracts for the 2016 street street rehabilitation project in the city of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is allowing us to go out for bids on the concrete street project. We do plan to spend about $1 million this year, $500,000 of which will be OPWC funds. And fortunately, we get OPWC funds to use. Unfortunately, that means that we are not allowed to start the project until the OPWC funds are released, which is July 1st. But we want to go out for bids. We want to be ready to roll. It's worked for us pretty well within the last couple of years where the contractor was able to get started then after the 4th of July and had a little more time to work on the project.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Wheeler, this is basically going to be Hostetler Road again and Crown Hill.
Absolutely. Those will be the areas we'll focus on. Hostetler, there's not as much to do now where we've made major progress on Hostetler. Elm also has some portions at the intersection of Elm and Hostetler particularly is in pretty bad shape. We'll hit some of Elm as well. Those will probably be the three priority areas. The other roads listed will be a little more minimal. Lynn Drive actually is in really bad shape, but that's only that area over by Brentfield that we'll replace. The rest of that is asphalt. So the other streets will be much more minor repair as opposed to those three major streets.
We talked about part of Church Street.
Yes, sir.
Between Vine and Main.
Yes, sir.
Is that in this
Absolutely.
Fund, too?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Lorson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Forkman?
Yes. I move resolution number 1516 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Forkman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes. Resolution number 1616. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Forkman.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Resolution number 1616. A resolution authorizing the Director of Safety and Service to enter into a contract to provide for tax abatement for real property for Oroville Cobblestone LLC and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a CRA, Community Reinvestment Act. Abatement. The abatement is for 50% over a 10-year period, which amounts to about $44,000 abated annually. Cobblestone is committing to 5 full-time and 5 part-time employees at an annual payroll of $234,000. The CRA for Cobblestone, for those not familiar with what Cobblestone is for a 31,600 square foot hotel, 54 rooms. It'll be located at 1720 North Main Street. They are committing to $4.5 million in total investment and are hopeful to begin in June, believe it or not. They have went before the Planning Commission and have their approval on the actual design. So then I bring the CRA before you tonight.
Any questions?
Mr. Chief. Mr. President, as usual, I assume the school board is
the school has notified and they are not required to pass any legislation if it's 50% or below.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
Yes, sir.
Move rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes. I move resolution number 1616 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparius?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Resolution number 1716. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Asparius?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution number 1716. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the National Joint Powers Alliance Cooperative or the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one Kubota D-Series three-cylinder all-terrain ATV for the Fire Department of the City of Oroville, Ohio, or alternatively, to purchase said equipment from another vendor upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contract as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04, rescinding Resolution 1216 and declaring an emergency.
Boy. Out of my full there. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution will look very familiar to you. This is the same resolution that was approved prior, other than we've added National Joint Powers Alliance Cooperative, which actually is the federal cooperative, if you will. All the local agencies, State of Ohio, Ohio State University belong to this. We found that we're able to purchase the Kubota directly through Kubota International, through the National Joint Powers Alliance, which is the federal cooperative. So we wanted to do it that way rather than through the state. That way we're able to work directly with Kubota on this purchase. The price is the same. Everything is the same as what we had talked about before in regards to what we're purchasing, how it's being purchased. Nothing's changing all other than I felt like we needed to add that National Joint Power Alliance language in there in order to purchase from them.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparius?
Yes.
I move resolution number 1716 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparius?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Okay, that ends our new business for this evening. We'll now move to Ms. Strimlin's Finance Department and her annual report.
Do we need to give you time a little?
Freak around anymore.
This will be our last one, huh, for the year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's
an exodus at the top.
I'm getting over the rewatch in the city.
And poor Matt, he picked the wrong.
Right now, so you can follow along here.
All without a place.
Going down these numbers, we're going to skew. Millions behind.
You know, they always have like add extra zeros, so how are you supposed to know what that means? Every time you read a financial report, you're like, is this, are these real numbers? So I got, how many zeros do I have to add? Where's the decimal?
On the top, is it times a thousand or a hundred?
Right.
The actual or?
HSED.
They've been counting.
Not a creative.
Excellent.
I like the graphs.
Yeah, so it's the button that you had.
Button.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
No buttons. Keep it easy for you. Takes all the guesswork out of it. Does your arrow thing work okay? Dan, your arrows, things work okay?
I'm using page up, page down. I can't do it the right.
Oh, whatever, yeah.
I'm old school, remember?
Just want to make sure they work. Sometimes I disable them.
I don't use the pointer.
This is good stuff.
Good evening. For those of you that don't know, I'm Janet Stremlin, the finance director for the city of Oroville. And tonight I want to present the annual report for the finance department. The finance department maintains fiscal responsibility for the delivery of municipal services through timely, complete, and accurate financial information. Tonight I want to provide an overview of the financial position for the city at the end of 2015. I'd like to start this evening with a portion of the fund balance report. This is the report that's presented to City Council each month for their review. This report does include all of our accruals and transfers. The remainder of the report, though, will be on a cash basis. Just a little bit of background. Governments use fund accounting to keep money segregated for various purposes. A fund is a self-contained accounting entity. Each fund has at least one revenue source, and the revenue must be spent for a specific purpose. Once money is placed in a fund, it's very difficult under Ohio law to move the money from one fund to another. That ensures that the money that's received for a particular purpose is used for just that. Oroville does have 47 funds. The focus of the presentation tonight will be on the five major funds. We'll briefly discuss some of the other accounts, but we want to spend most of our time on the general fund, the capital fund, and also our enterprise funds. We'll start with the government funds, which include the general fund. We also have 18 special revenue funds. We have one debt service fund. We actually have five capital project funds, even though most of the time we talk about 401. We also have the Park and Downtown Improvement Fund and the grant fund, which are specifically used for capital projects. We also have one special assessment fund. So when you're looking down through the fund balance report, generally when you see the negative numbers in the net income column, it is a cause for concern. However, with some of these accounts, it's just the nature of the fund or there is a reasonable explanation. The general fund does have negative net income. We'll come back to that and provide you with an explanation. The parking meter fund no longer receives revenue, so there'll only be expenditures out of the fund for lot mowing and some other things. So we will generally see negative net income here. The law enforcement fund and the enforcement and education fund had negative net income because of a two-year renewal of our 411 tip line. That was expended last year. It is a permissible expenditure from the fund. However, the fine receipts did not completely cover that expenditure, so some of the money was taken from the carryover balance to pay for that expenditure. The deposit escrow fund had negative net income due to two fire loss claims. The revenue had been received in previous years. The work on those houses that had some damage due to fire were repaired in a subsequent year. The employee health insurance fund is reflective of an increase in our health care costs and also the timing of receipts from the payroll accounts. Now to focus on the general fund. As you know, it is the main operating account for city services. It can be used for any purpose provided the expenditures are in accordance with Ohio law. The general fund did have negative net income of $405,000. The primary reason for that was the retirement of the debt associated with our industrial park. We paid that off with some of our carryover balance. Let's talk a little bit about revenue into the general fund. Last year, revenue was $5.5 million. 77% of that was attributable to our income tax. Property tax accounted for 8%. Intergovernment, which includes our local government funding, and sales tax made up about 5% of the revenue. Charges for services was also 5%, and investment interest, unfortunately, was about 1%. The next slide takes a look at our general fund revenue from 2010 to 2015, and it also provides an explanation for the differences between 14 and 15. As you can see, we did have a 2% decrease from 2014 overall. Property tax was up slightly after 2 years of fairly level revenue. Income tax did decline slightly. Keep in mind, 2014 was one of our largest income tax collection years, and we'll talk a little bit about the income tax in greater detail. But keep in mind, for this slide, this is only income tax revenue that went into the general fund. This is not total income tax receipts. Intergovernment is an area where we continue to see reductions. As you know, inheritance tax was eliminated in 2013. We did receive some income in 2014 because those states were in process at the end of 2012. However, in 2015 and moving forward, we'll no longer receive any estate tax revenue. Charges for services include our township fire protection, cemetery fees, and also our cable television franchise fee. From 2014 to 2015, there was a decrease in the cable franchise fees, as well as our township fire protection was down due to our call volume. Fines and other includes liquor permits and court fees and any miscellaneous receipts. What is also reflected in here, which is the reason for the difference in 2015, we did sell 6 acres in the industrial park, which contributed to the increase in revenue when you compare 15 to 14. Investment interest, as you can see, it's returning, but very, very slowly. So again, you can see that income tax is the only revenue source that had been, with the exception of last year, increasing consistently. And last year's decline was due to net profit payments, which we'll talk about in just a minute. So taking a closer look at the income tax, in 2015, withholding accounted for 69% of our income tax revenue, net profit was 27%, and individual taxes accounted for 4%. Again, the next slide is going to compare 2010 to 2015 and provide an explanation for the difference between 14 and 15. To make these next few slides a little easier to interpret, they are based on total income tax collection, not just what went into the general fund or what went into the capital fund. So when you compare 14 to 15, you'll see that withholding increased about $163,000. We have 10 businesses that account for about 70% of our withholding tax. Of the 30 businesses that we look at regularly, 21 reported an increase in yearly withholding and 9 reported a reduction. So those that reported the reduction, keep in mind they either reduced their employee base or wages or time worked was lower or a combination of the two. But the area of collection with the most significant change was our net profit revenue. Again, it's our most vulnerable revenue due to the recent legislation and its correlation with the economy. The decrease in 2015 was due to one industrial facility that when they filed their return in 2014, it was accompanied with a significant payment that did not reoccur in 2015. The next fund, or the next slide, I'm sorry, shows general fund expenditures or where our money goes by department, and it also includes our debt service. So last year, Total expenditures were $5.9 million. Most of the departments are self-explanatory, but I'd like to elaborate a little bit on administrative. That includes our property, auto, and our professional liability insurance, some engineering expense, our health department fees, and a small amount of wages. On another note, finance and law and human resources, some additional expenses are reported among all three utilities. We do have an allocation where a portion of those fees are charged to the general and a portion to each utility. So these are not total for each of those departments. The next slide shows our general fund expenditures, again from 10 to 15, and an explanation for the difference for 14 over 15. There was an 8.9% increase from 14. However, if you exclude the retirement of the economic development bonds for the industrial park, it was a 2.2% increase. Other areas that contributed to that increase were finance and law, where we had an increase in requested income tax refunds, and also the street department due to a reallocation of wages, which we talked about during our final appropriations with the reallocation of Fund 201. Now, if we take a look at how the revenue breaks out by category, keep in mind we are a service organization. We provide services to our residents and to our businesses. So 65% of the expenditures are for wages and benefits to provide services, again, to the city and to our businesses. So in total, if you remember from the last slide, of our total expenditures, 60% are driven by our safety services and our maintenance of our streets. So other than personnel, our largest expenditure is contractual. If we take a look at all the expenditures in all the tax-supported funds, you can see that contractual obligations amount to about 54% of our spending. If we take a closer look at those contractual expenditures, you can see that 51% are being driven by the capital fund. I've included a list of some of the capital items from 2015. Some of the totals might look a bit low. Keep in mind, these are actual figures for December 31st, 2015, so some do not include final billings or punch list items that have yet to be paid, and this does not include accruals. The next largest contractual expenditure comes from the general fund for our debt service. Other contractual expenses out of the general fund are vehicle maintenance. We do have a portion that we pay of the Wayne County Health Department expenditures, and also engineering and auditing fees. If we take a look at the capital fund, I choose to apply for grants and also a portion of our income tax revenue for the purpose of improving, constructing, maintaining, or purchasing capital assets. The majority of the funding does come from the income tax allocation that is directed by council. The next slide shows the historical revenue into the capital fund. Grants can vary from year to year, but on this slide you can see the impact of the allocation change from general to capital and the one-time transfer in 2014 of $500,000. The next slide is a bit redundant, so we won't spend much time here. We've already reviewed the capital expenditures, but I did want you to see the amount that goes to materials and supplies for our capital projects. This slide is significant in that you can see the majority of our capital funding is being spent on street repair and improvements. The other projects fluctuate from year to year. Last year, City Hall repaired a parking lot. We also started renovations here. The finance department had a partial payment for our ERP system. The fire department had some air packs, air cylinders, and also a new vehicle. And the park and pool purchased a tractor. The next set of funds are enterprise funds. Again, back to our fund balance report. The sewer replacement and improvement and the reserve fund did have negative net income due to the large capital projects that went on there last year and the beginning of this year for the screens and other improvements. Revenue for the sewer was up slightly due to our industrial and food processors. but the largest increase for revenue for the sewer was in penalties, which we don't expect to reoccur in 2015. The electric revenue had negative net income, but it is due to the large working capital transfer of over $6 million to the reserve fund. So if you combine all of the electric funds, it gives you a better indication, and it did have, they did have positive net income of $4.6 million when you combine all the accounts. Water revenue, again, it's the same situation. The working capital transfer was over $900,000, but when you combine all the accounts, there was positive net income of over $500,000. Keep in mind, again, that the fund balance report does include transfers and accruals. The next few slides will be on a cash basis, so they will not match. Where's your...
Here's the black
police chief job, isn't it?
Yeah, I see.
Are you frozen?
Yeah, frozen. It's frozen.
It's our in-house technology.
Yeah.
Can you go back the other way?
No, it won't even let me do control alternate delete. That's like the escape of champions, right?
It is.
I think it's happened to all of us because we've been televised.
I see. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, that's okay. Like that. Paul's having technical difficulties.
Right. Right. I need to screen up the Indian going off there.
No, it's dead. I can turn it off and try again, or we can follow along in your books, and then I can get the remainder of the report to you to put up.
Yeah.
Want to do that? Okay. Okay. So the next few slides, what we try to do is take a look at utility revenue and expenditures. Electric revenue was $33.1 million, with the largest percent of income coming from our industrial and our commercial customers. Expenditures totaled $29.5 million, with the largest being materials and supplies for our coal and purchase power, which amounted to about $18 million, followed by personnel. For water, the water revenue was $3.2 million, with residential and industrial customers contributing equally. Expenditures were $2.7 million, with the largest driver being personnel, followed by contractual expenses. The next slide is the last set of funds from the fund balance report. These are our fiduciary funds, which account for resources from a trust agreement held for outside groups or organizations. So in total, our fund balances are $54.2 million. The balances of the funds are combined to make the city's total cash balance. Even though the money is accounted for in 47 funds, it can be held together in one or several bank accounts or pulled for investing, which is exactly what we do here at the city. And I'd also like to briefly talk about our investments. As you know, we're very restricted in our choices. The ORC has very specific requirements for investing, so the municipality is at minimal risk. I won't spend much time talking about the investments. Council does receive a copy of the report on a quarterly basis, and we generally have a representative from Meter come to discuss our investments with council every few years. So our total investments are $35.3 million. And I also want to talk about our debt situation on the next slide. Our debt at year-end was approximately $2.2 million of external borrowing and $1.5 million of internal borrowing from the wastewater and the electric to the water department. And at the bottom of that page, you can see we have a comparison of our debt to our cash on hand. All of these reports are a good indicator of our financial position, but the statement of net position that's included in the CAFR is an excellent resource that gives you the overall evaluation of the city's financial performance on one page. So if you would like to see the complete financial picture, I'd encourage you to go through the CAFR when it's released. I would be remiss if I didn't recognize the finance department and the excellent job they do. The Ohio statute requires an annual audit be performed. The 2014 auditor's report confirms that the city's financial statements present fairly, in all material respects, the financial position of the city. The 2015 audit and CAFR are not yet complete, but we do not anticipate any issues. The city again has received the GFOA Award of Excellence in Financial Reporting for the 14th consecutive year. There is a direct correlation between the award and the dedication of the personnel for the city. The financial outlook for 2016 is positive based on preliminary results that are keeping pace with 2015. Our income tax revenue remains strong, and the trending of minimal increases in expenditures have positioned the city well for the future. As always, we'll continue to be good stewards of the taxpayers' funds, and I'm always available to answer questions or concerns that you might have about the finances of the city. Thank you. Any questions except for how do we start?
What's up with that?
Yeah, it won't even turn off.
Crazy.
I did.
You better fix it because I need that laptop tomorrow morning.
Look at this, we got 47 miles of streets and 42 miles of sewer mains. Correlation there. Yeah. Twitter followers, that's a bit of correlation. Technical difficulties. Then you
die.
I was in the process of packing it up to you tomorrow, and Chuck came in and liberated it for me.
If you just fold it down,
I did.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You take this thing out.
You want to do a thing?
Is this the power on switch?
That one I said I can use this one too. I didn't know.
It doesn't make any sense. There it is.
Up and running, Andrew.
I am,
yes. And then we can never turn on again.
Oh, Ms. Strimlin, thank you for your report.
Thank you.
We'll now move to our next item, which is statements for the good of the order. Anyone have anything this evening? Mr. Vance.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Gasparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now adjourned.
Well, shoot.
come.
All right. Yeah, look that on Chuck tomorrow.
Yes, I will. The one time I don't remember my own.
Yeah, the first thing's still here.
Thank you so much for this appointment.
You see, I got a lot of the last day of it.